And okay, it's got 30 exceptions to it, and it's got borderlines that are, but there it is. Now, what in fact the Supreme Court did, they decided that the right of confrontation was a right of cross-examination. That meant that they were trying to create a constitutional hearsay rule, and they couldn't do it. You can't do it. You can't create something with a clean border of this is constitutional and this is state if it doesn't have a clean border. And it didn't, and so it's been nonsense. Well, 2003, Scalia took the lead of saying he's going to take this over, he's going to make sense out of it, and he overruled all the prior case, and he imposed a constitutional exclusion for testimonial hearsay. He said, hey, what this is really all about is what they were doing was they were having witnesses like Cobham make statements, and then they were using the statements. And those statements that they were making were substitutes for testimony. They were a form of testimony. They weren't like just a casual statement. It was the person made them knew that they were offering something that bore on a court proceeding. And the essence of the Confrontation Clause is to keep those kind of statements out. And so, new regime, Crawford versus Washington, testimonial hearsay is constitutionally excluded. It's been chaos ever since, because that's just another hearsay rule. And famously, Scalia said, right in the damned opinion, what's the phrase? It was something like, we're going to leave the meaning of testimonial for another day. I mean, this was like insanity. It was like amazing. It's like, here, we're going to open up this total can of worms and leave it to litigation in the future.